one of these. I did do a bit that I've done in the past where I say that I'm with NFL.com and that I'm asking these questions and they're going to go up on our website.
Okay.
And, you know, they're pretty simple questions. Sees this up, Killer Man? All right, let me hit play. Hang on just a second. And already.
One, two.
All right, man, you got a quick sec? What's your name? Where'd you go to college?
He's at a tech university.
La Tech. All right, this is for NFL.com. Just a basic quick questionnaire that we're going to put up on the website. Man, somebody, D'Anthony Smith from Louisiana Tech, he was a Seahawks, I want to say defensive lineman. He may not be on that roster right there.
Yeah, there were a few ringers in there today.
Which would lead you to believe that he's on the practice squad.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anybody from La Tech listed on here. Okay,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. So this is clearly first Super Bowl?
Right. Definitely.
First experience in this area?
Yes, I've actually been here a couple of times this season.
So. Okay. Did you get to do anything fun or anything, or was it just all football?
No, man, it's all business, man. We come out and look.
Okay. Do you have a dog or any animal named after a character in the movie Friday?
Friday? No, not Friday. Great movie, though.
Okay. Right. Pete Carroll, back in college, his nickname was Little Hitler. Why?
Say it again?
Pete Carroll's nickname in college was Little Hitler. Why?
So it's because in past years, like, you could see the big number, right? Really, but this year.
Does he know who Hitler is?
Little Hitler?
Yeah, like Lil Wayne.
Whoa. I think he's more focused on the little than Hitler.
Damn.
He's trying to process that, thinking it must be a rapper, but he doesn't know who.
Wouldn't you, if you heard that name, though, wouldn't you...
Who's that?
No. What, wouldn't you be like, why did they call him Hitler?
I would.
If you're nicknamed after the most notorious mass-murdering son of a bitch on the planet...
I would.
Okay.
College was Little Hitler.
Yeah.
Why?
So it's because in past years, and like you can see the big number, everyone says, but this year it's like.
Okay. What's the deal with America?
America, the country? Like, I mean, it's a great country. I love to live in it. So, yeah.
It's a great country. I love to live in it. So, yeah.
That's when he turned to his friend who was standing next to him, who gets involved here in a second, because he kind of looked, he's like, America? Just what's the deal with it?
America? The country?
No, the donut shop.
The band.
America, the country? Like, I mean, it's a great country. I love to live in it, so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. Your last known BM.
No.
Okay. Did you hear what he said?
I don't BM.
I don't. He thought I said your last DM, your last direct message.
I like his last known.
Right, yeah. Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. Your last known BM.
I don't DM.
Okay. DM. If you had to fight through one of these for loving, would it be A, menstruation, or B, diarrhea?
What are you asking? Say that one more time.
If you had to fight through one of the two for loving, which one would it be? Would you fight through menstruation or diarrhea?
No comment. Next question.
Okay. All right. Would you play football if you were paid in DAR?
No. DAR?
Yes.
Is that currency? What kind of currency is that?
It's currency.
What currency?
It's from the land of DAR.
I don't know what DAR is. So.
Okay. That's probably a good answer.
$8 Blockbuster. $8 DAR.
I still can't get past your last known BM. There's some that you just may not remember.
Diarrhea.
What is DAR?
DAR? Is that a currency? Then you listen to me, he's like, what country?
currency is that?
It's currency.
What currency?
It's from the land of Dar.
I don't know what Dar is.
Okay, that's probably a good answer. Do you like snacks?
Yes, I like snacks. Everything.
Do you like your car?
All right.
Okay. Yes, I like cars.
Here we go.
Do you like trying new restaurants?
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather your mom date your best friend or your dad date your best friend?
Neither.
You have to make a choice. You have to. You have to answer.
I did.
Are you neither? Your second favorite porn site.
Second favorite porn site? No comment.
So what will be the last
first
song that you listen to?
No comment.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. That was solid.
Oh,
I mean, it's coming up on Sunday. Okay. And it makes sense.
I think he said, oh, snap. Oh,
do you like
snap.
Trying new snacks?
Oh,
do you like
snap.
A car? Do you like trying new restaurants?
Please keep working those in. Yeah, I like snacks. I love my car.
Especially considering the guy behind is just asking, do you listen to music before you play?
Is that what he, I wasn't even paying attention.
He was loud, too.
Were y'all just on top of one another in that thing?
You have idea.
It was pretty crowded.
Side by side with like 500 other guys. Yes. Yeah.
In fact, I was trying to get whichever McQuiston is on Seattle. You remember the McQuistons, don't you?
Yeah,
I think it was Pat. I thought it was Pat.
They have Paul, I believe.
Yeah, but Paul. I'm thinking it was Pat. And I see him roaming around back there with his big old lug
ass,
red hair and everything. And he just looking like what he'd really like to do is either get the hell out of there or kick somebody's ass. So I started screaming, hey, Pat, Pat. And he just kind of looked at me. And then I think he took the Marshawn Lynch route.
Bugged out?
Yeah, because I didn't see him again after that. But later I found out it was Paul, not Pat.
So who all did you talk? You talked to, you interviewed a couple people, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Let's see here.
Mike came back twice giggling like a little schoolgirl after talking to a couple people. I cannot wait to hear these. Well, and let me tell you this. I'm going to give you a...
Let's not oversell.
No, there's nothing better than the Mike interview.
I also want to... I don't want to oversell this, but I had a really uncomfortable moment because I decided, and I'd never seen this before, that I give him props for this. They had the assistant coaches there. And so I asked Mike, I go, you know what, instead of talking to a player, should I go talk to one of these assistant coaches? And I ended up talking to this big old black guy who's a defensive line coach. And those guys are really squared away. Really. Really squared away. Like,
yeah.
No nonsense whatsoever squared away. So.
He would have none of it, huh?
Oh, my God.
All right. I'll just tease what I have a little bit. One of the guys that I talked to was Clinton McDonald, who actually wound up throwing a curveball at me that I was not ready for. The other was Malcolm Smith. Now, this is the guy who made the big interception.
Deflection
by
he
Richard
was in
Sherman.
That little spare pin that we were talking those guys in.
Yeah, and man, he hates me.
All right,
so there you have that to look forward to in the days to come here.
The ticket.
But today, our box will be open and all will be gay because it is St. Valentine's Day.
The things they put you through in elementary school.
What was that lyric? Your box is open and everyone's gay?
No, our box will be open and all will be gay.
I don't think the gays are interested in box, bro.
What was the song?
It will be St. Valentine's Day when our box will be opened and all will be gay. Valentine's pretty, Valentine's box.
Man, the stuff that is stuck in your brain.
Oh, God.
Like, you memorized the St. Valentine song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had to sing it every day for a week, and somehow it lodged in there and has never left. I'm insane, man.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Rosa Parks.
Gently down the stream.
The only one up here who's more insane than me is Gordon.
Well, we were swapping notes last night, Danny and I were, about the program and about Valentine's Day in particular. And I had a couple of ideas that I wanted to run by him for Valentine's Day bits. And they both involve one guy. Trey. A.K.A. Cray Trey.
He's not just any Trey.
No. He is the best of all Cray Treys.
Do you hate people that burn books?
So Cray Trey, he runs the board overnight for us.
We always are putting him up to stuff. Like, he's pranked me. He's pranked Fernando. That's where that clip was from.
Right.
Ask him if he liked people who burned books. Just essentially wasting our time with idle chit-chat, recording it.
We put him in a tuxedo as a bathroom porter. Mm-hmm. And where we loaded up the men's bathroom up here at Cumulus Central with all the things that you would find in one of those ridiculous bathrooms.
Mints, cologne, cigarettes.
And you remember the best was BTO, our buddy in sales, Brett Turner, who walks into the bathroom. He's like, what is this? Trey's like, anything you want. Anything. Cigarettes, gum, you know? And he was like, this is awesome!
As only BTO can.
So Trey's up for a good time. Well, I had two ideas. One of them involved going back into the bathroom as a porter again and dishing out condoms.
Yes, Valentine's Day rubbers.
Yes, and having just an assortment of them. And
bought a rubber.
And asking them what they preferred and what they were into, but be sure and wear your condom tonight on Valentine's Day for your lover.
And maybe you could kind of predict what size they might be.
Right.
What she might be into as far as ribbed.
Right. Ribbed.
You ever go with ribbed?
Nothing weirded me out more than going to the bathroom on a long road trip with my parents and going into the gas station at a whatever and seeing
there's a rubber machine in there.
Yes, and it said ribbed on it.
For her pleasure.
For her pleasure. I'm like, I don't know what any of this means.
God, I used to love finding rubber machines when I was a kid.
You thought that was some
little did you know, though. Little did you know, you would never wear them.
Right.
But you love the concept.
Yeah, I did. Because they were never around. Rubbers were not ever present then the way they are now.
Cholula.com, Rangers ribs.
Yeah. The other idea was to have Trey mic'd up, go into our sales department, and try to give these lassies, if you will, gifts.
Yeah, and ask him to be their Valentine. Yes. Or his Valentine.
Right. And
but we couldn't just come up with, I don't know, candy or flowers or a card. No, we had to come up with year-round gift.
Dollar store gifts.
Yes. So there's this joint over on Live Oak and Pete called Only 99 Cents. And 99% of the store, everything costs 99 cents. You do have some high dollar items.
Like, what's the highest that you saw?
$4.99.
Okay.
Yeah. But most everything is 99 cents. And it's the most weirdest off-brand crap, poorly made.
Oh,
but
God,
it's a blast.
Dude.
I love being in there. I could have walked around there for an hour just looking at junk.
I've been in that one off of, like, Mockingbird and Abrams. You know, the Dollar General
or Dollar Store or whatever.
That's when the kids were real small and they didn't even know what a toy was.
Right.
That they would just take anything. Mm-hmm. So you go there and spend like $2. So you went there.
Yes. So I went there and I filled up my basket full of crap. And if you were the cashier, just think what would have gone through your mind when you're going through my loot and ringing me up when you find the following items. Okay? Michael, you with me?
I'm with you. Totally.
All right. A plastic king's crown complete with a glamour jewelry princess set. For like a little girl.
Yep.
A bag of steel wool.
Which, by the way, very functional for only 98 cents.
That's a lot of steel wool for a buck.
Who cannot use that?
Yes.
Yeah. There was a military playset, which included glasses, a knife, handcuffs, a fake gun, and
tiny binoculars.
Yeah, tiny binoculars. A 99 cent pregnancy test and anti-itch cream.
99 cents, Mike, is all you need to find out if you're pregnant. if you go to the dollar store.
Yes.
I bet that's really reliable, too.
A pair of woman's socks, a box of cereal, and a tube of crazy glue.
And by the way, the cereal, it was a...
It's so
it's
bad.
Like a mini box.
It's like enough for a bowl and a half.
But like, okay, you know when you go to the hotel and
you need the tiny ones?
Yeah, this is somewhere in the middle. It's not the regular size grocery store box, and it's not the tiny hotel one. It's I've never seen a cereal box that size.
Right. And then I guess the other two that didn't make the list were a 99-cent black woman's braided hair extension. And what was the last thing?
The calculator.
The scientific calculator.
And that's what it was called. Scientific calculator.
Yes, science!
Those are the best kind.
For less than a dollar, dude!
All of this crap cost me like $11.
Okay.
So.
You got out easy.
I did.
I had to fill the porter stand and it was like $70.
I know. Man, rubbers are not, they're not cheap.
No.
So we put Trey in the plastic king's crown, and I guess we can just start with that one as he tries to woo.
Is he wearing the crown?
He's wearing the crown.
All right.
And he's got his bag of goodies, and he is trying to get himself a Valentine.
Can I tell you your name?
Laura.
Well, Laura, you may have heard this, but I'm the king of love, and would you be my princess today? If so, if you would, if you'd be my princess tonight.
Excuse me.
No. I want to give you this, would you please accept glamour jewelry princess set? This, there's a warning label on it though, choking hazards, so be careful with that. But, you could accept that, if you don't, would, $10,000 change your mind? It's $10,000 right here.
What do I have to do to get the $10,000?
Well, you just have to be my Valentine tonight.
Oh, well, I can't.
No. Well, then I need all that back.
So he takes it all back?
Yeah. So you can barely, that's hard to hear.
Okay,
for
Trey.
For some reason he's doing this bit wearing the Chewbacca mom mask.
He decided to try to record this with a lav mic instead of, I thought he was just using his phone.
I know.
So he plugged in a lav mic.
Yeah,
to
so it's his jacket scraping up against the microphone.
But, oh, Trey.
But you get the idea. My favorite is, so, will you be my Valentine tonight? Oh. Oh, and by the way, the $10,000 was this giant oversized money that he had stuck in his pocket, and he'd pull out like this big mafia roll of cash.
Yeah, it looked like Tony Soprano's.
Three times the size of an actual dollar. So giant phony money.
Oh.
Is that her?
Yeah. Is it? Yeah. Oh.
You just have to be my Valentine tonight.
Oh.
Did you hear? Well, what do I have to do to get the $10,000?
Yeah.
And she won't even be his Valentine for 10 grand.
Oh.
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 I love the, so you're not going to do it? No, I just can't. Well, give me all that stuff
back.
I'm
going to need all that back then. All right, so we have steel wool, military playset, pregnancy test, anti-itch cream, socks and cereal, or crazy glue?
Let's go crazy glue.
Okay, crazy glue. Trey?
Hello. Okay. Hello. I'm, how would you be my Valentine?
Yes.
Well, because I'd like, I got some crazy glue, because I'd like to be stuck to you all night. And now, with this crazy strong, crazy fast, crazy glue with precision tip, your dreams can become a reality. At least until the skin peels off, eventually. So, give me my Valentine.
Thank you so much.
So what did you get me?
We got your guest right here.
What is it, just a cap?
It's the caps off my lung for you.
Well, I mean, that's not really a tangible trade.
It is.
That costs a lot of money.
Do you
have any cash in your wallet?
Oh, I do. Come on. What else you got, man?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You got a military playset for...
All right, pause it there. Is this Phyllis?
That's Phyllis.
This is Phyllis.
He asked her if she had any cash in her wallet.
What did she give him? I couldn't understand.
A cap to her drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's crap.
That's the best, is he gives her a tube of crazy glue and says, so what did you get me?
So that's the question that we wanted him to enforce in every one of these after he gives them these dollar items is, what'd you get me? So at least she came up with something.
Yes. All right, let's go.
Let's go steel wool.
I like steel
wool. It's a bag of steel wool.
It's big. It's a big bag of steel wool.
Yeah.
And by the way, to a woman, every one of these prospective Valentines, they kept their presents. None of them. Well, I guess Phyllis is going to be his Valentine, right? She said yes.
Yeah.
Okay. They kept their presents.
I'm just here because I wanted to see if you would be my Valentine. I got you a bag of steel wool. And, now what did you get me?
Well, I'll accept this if you'll come over and scrub down my grill with it.
Scrub down the grill?
Uh-huh.
I mean, how much are you going to pay me for that?
You get the pleasure of my company, Valentine.
Okay, well, that's not exactly what I had in mind.
He asked for cash and then says, you don't need to give me any money.
Is she reaching in there to give him money or something?
So, yeah. And then she was trying to look through his bag of tricks, and he wanted no part of that. Oh, God.
All right, let's do the pregnancy, the dollar pregnancy test. Yeah, I agree. If you're worried about being pregnant, I would not use the one from the dollar store.
Mm-mm.
No, it's not going to give you the straight scoop here,
no.
So to speak.
How are you doing? What's your name?
Deanna.
Deanna?
Yes.
Great name, Deanna.
Thank you.
So, would you be my Valentine today? Yes. And if so, if I can find it, you're going to need...
Am I going to get shocked by something?
No, you're going to need this handy U-Check pregnancy strip test. It's over 99% accurate, so you know it's good. And for sure, you're going to need, if I can find it... You know, this fresh tube of Dr. Anti-Itch Cream. It's going to poison oak, poison ivy, insect bites. It does the works.
Oh,
so, I mean,
you
tell me where it goes. I don't really know. I don't know these things. So, if you say, yeah, if you want to do a Valentine, I got all this great stuff.
Test, yeah. So
I mean, it's, you know, we got to be safe these days. Right. It's economy.
I don't know if a pregnancy test is necessarily safe, like after the fact.
Well, I mean, we can always, it's always good to know.
I've almost pretended it's like, oh my God, right, do I say yes? Okay, alright, I'll be your Valentine.
Give me my Valentine, yeah. Okay. So what did you get me?
I got you this lovely, alcohol.
For when the pregnancy
comes back.
That's what we're going to need. We're going to need a lot of this. I appreciate it. What's your name again?
Deanna,
thank you so much, Deanna.
All right.
Oh my God. Who's Deanna?
I don't know. She played along and gave him booze because she said they're going to need this after the results of the pregnancy test.
That's awesome.
Hmm.
Let's go.
We got socks and cereal or military playset.
Let's go military.
All right.
Hey, Carol. My name is Trey. I heard you're really into Rambo. Well, you're in luck because I'm the Rambo of love. Now, with this 6-piece military set, recommended for children 3 and up, we can act out your wildest Guantanamo Bay fantasy. Will you be my Valentine?
Sure.
Now, what did you get me?
I have candy.
That's, not I mean, this
enough.
Is a few dollars. I'll take the candy. I mean, I was expecting a little more. I don't know. Candy, but.
You surprised me. I really didn't think I had that one.
Ages 3 and up.
I know. That looks really dangerous.
Yeah. Would you be my Valentine?
I didn't get you a gift.
Well, I forget it. I'm sorry.
I wasn't warned.
That's probably good. Well, get the military set. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Keep the military set.
That's my favorite one. Okay, so... I don't know if you can hear that. Audio's really bad. Hello, I heard you're really into Rambo. Well, you're in luck because I'm the Rambo of love. With this 6-piece military playset recommended for children 3 and up, we can act out your wildest Guantanamo Bay fantasy tonight. And I liked how he's trying to barter with her to get more stuff from her, and his copy point, ages 3 and up.
All right, last one.
Socks and cereal.
Okay.
Hello, what's your name?
Gofiona Ovonovic.
Gofiona Ovonovic. All right. I like that. Hello. Would you be my Valentine's night?
Sure, wait.
Oh, that's a fake name. I was going to say, it's very Bond villainish.
Thank you.
Hello, all right. So would you be my Valentine's tonight? If so, you're going to need these socks to protect yourself from my awful case of eczema. Really bad down there.
I have protected lots of things, but never protected socks.
Yes, protect. You can use these not just for your feet. And don't worry though, because in the morning, I'll make you a delicious breakfast in bed. We got Cap'n Crunch Cinnamon Roll Crunch Cereal, which is part of a balanced breakfast. So if you want to accept this.
Very nice. Diabetes in a bowl.
Yes. Yes. Now, what did you give me?
I could get you one of my friends off of page 6 of the Mail Order Brat catalog. I think you like her.
Okay. Well, that's not like tangible right now.
No, you'd have to ship her over.
No, so I'm going to need all that back.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Who is that?
I don't know, but she's doing bits.
Okay.
That's a fake accent.
Oh, Trey.
So incredibly awkward.
I hope you learned a lesson with your audio, Trey. Your tin can audio.
Yeah, stick to your phone.
Yeah, man. Don't try to make it too technical.
The Ticket.
This is Donovan Lewis, and you're listening to the Ticket Top 10 podcast brought to you by Texans Can Academies. Contact Texans Can to donate your old vehicle in any condition. Pickup is free, and you'll help kids get a second chance at a high school education. Contact them at carsforkids.org.
Okay, everybody gather around. It's time for the Big Ten. Grab your heels, jump up and down, shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand and if no one's there, grab your own hand, dance round in a square. When you're doing the Big Ten hoedown, gotta have a collar you can trust. Cause when Big Ten does a hoedown, he really kicks up some dust.
Oink.
Here is the Pigpen, and it's brought to you by
Online Trading Academy of Texas and American Leak Detection.
How about that?
Sorry, we have a sponsor.
That's right.
No, we have two.
That's right. Thank you to our loyal sponsors.
Take that, E! News.
All right, so Saturday morning this past weekend, I woke up to the odd sensation that my house was feeling a little stuffy. A little sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
Get up and I go look at the thermostat, and it is dialed in for 72 degrees, but showing 81.
Mm. Never a good sign.
And this is all before the real hell temperatures hit this weekend.
Mm. So this is a major malfunction.
Something is wrong with the air conditioner. Okay. And I try to shut all the blinds, get it as dark as possible, get, you know, box fans, all that stuff out just to circulate as much air as possible and shut the thing off because otherwise it's just blowing hot air. Put in the service call to the warranty company and waiting for feedback. And then finally on Sunday, I get a text message from the place that American Home Shield hooked me up with. It's an air conditioning company locally that repairs and fixes air conditioners.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, what is a good time for us to show up? And I said, hey, how about tomorrow morning? Monday? It'll be fine. Made it through. I think after shutting it off, it reset something, and it was able to get the air down to about 76, 77. Perfectly manageable. Just wear shorts around the house and keep the fans on. I was fine. But the real...
Well, what were you going to wear anyway around the house? A tux?
I often do wear... Well, I wear the tuxedo t-shirt and jeans. But that's not...
You need blings with a tuxedo t-shirt.
That is not the main focus of this story. Because Monday morning, I get the text that the tech is on his way. Very excited. Ready to get this thing fixed. Add some Freon. Fix a compressor. Clean some coils. Whatever needs to be done to get this thing efficient. And cooling at a nice 71 degrees.
The doorbell rings, and I answer it, and not paying a lot of attention to the gentleman that has shown up to my door. So I'm dealing with a five-month-old puppy, and she just wants to jump on him and play. And
yeah.
I want this guy to be able to come in and out of the house, so I'm kind of trying to figure out what to do with her. And I look up, and he's, you know, appears to be a young man, maybe 30, good-looking dude, mustache, and balding, like balding. You can tell this guy was early balding because he had hair on the sides and in the back, but on the top was bald.
Right.
So I'm thinking, wow, that's kind of a bold move that this dude
keeps that side
kept
hair.
The side hair, like we're always trying to get Sturm to do.
Yeah.
So I get Geraldine put away so this guy can do his thing, and I'm, you know, farting around on my phone, and he's going in and out of the house and asking me where the breaker is so he can shut things off. And I'm not trying to stare, but I take a second look at this fella while he's outside, and I get a closer look, and I realize that he ain't balding. This man essentially took a baseball cap, drew a line around the bottom of the cap, took the cap off, and shaved his head to where it appeared like he was balding. Because I saw the back of it, and it was perfect. And I could see where hair was growing back. This guy had a full...
I just thought I'd let you know.
Did he lose a bet?
We'll get to that. This gentleman had a full... You could tell when I took a real close... Because at this point, I'm... intrigued. And any chance that I get, I'm stealing a glance and I'm checking out what the hell's going on with this guy's hair situation. He full, I mean, beautiful low hairline, full thick head of hair, but he purposefully took the trimmers and perfect half circle.
Like Ben Franklin.
Like it was unbelievable. He did this on purpose.
And had to have been a lost bet.
I wondered that, and I wanted to ask, but I also was thinking,
what if this was like,
what if this was a medical procedure? And I didn't really get close enough to see if there was a scar. And the second thing was, what if this was maybe a religious thing? Or this guy is the ultimate ironic hipster doing. You know how, like, hipsters will get a handlebar mustache?
Oh, yeah, wax it up.
Maybe this guy is embracing the old white guy in the 70s look of intentionally making yourself bald, but then growing out the other crap like guys did in the 70s that were going bald, that hadn't gotten to the point where they shaved their heads
right,
yet.
Right.
That's a weird bit if he is.
I didn't have the guts to ask.
Come on, man.
Corby, I wanted to, but what if he said, yeah, just recovering from a brain cancer tumor that I got removed.
A brain cancer tumor?
Yeah.
You could have told him, gosh, man, I'm
sorry about that.
I was
just wondering if you have AC and he goes home and you never see him again.
He has a full head of, yeah, I noticed that you clearly can grow a full head of hair, but you've chosen not to. I'm intrigued by that.
But he had a mustache, too.
Oh, it's okay.
Like a real good mustache.
Like a man mustache.
Yeah, this guy's just a regular, generic, you know, semi-attractive, good-looking, 32-year-old white guy.
Right, right.
Did I do the wrong thing by not finding out what the deal was?
Because so he left and you have no idea. You never even investigated it further.
Here's the thing that's going to make... Go ahead.
Do you know his name?
Here's the thing that's going to make you even more insane. A day later, I get a call from the air conditioning company, and it's them following up to see how Jason did.
Okay.
And they asked me, so we wanted to check in and see how everything was working. And I said, oh my gosh, it's so much better. It's efficient. House cools really fast. He did a great job, whatever he did. And they're like, oh, great. That's so cool. Well, you know, if you have any issues with it, you know, call us back and we'll get back out there and take a look at it. And I said, okay. I go, hey, by the way, what was the tech's name that came out? Was it, because I remember seeing it on the invoice, but I'd forgotten. Was it Jordan? And they said, no, it's Jason. And I go, oh, okay. And they said, why is that? And I paused and I said, man, Jason did a really great job. I just wanted
Damn
to let you know that
you could ask them.
I know, but I was afraid. I had a Larry David moment. And he looked like Larry David. Yeah, like a young Larry David. He did.
The only reason somebody would do that ever.
It's two things.
No, there's multiple things.
Okay.
One, obviously, some sort of sickness, but I can't imagine being
two things why he would that's not illness or religion related.
One, he's a movie star.
And he's doing research as an air conditioner repairman?
I don't know. But
so he's playing a role.
A role, yeah, where he is, you know, whatever. Roger Ailes, and he's got to do that. Wear the fat suit or shave the head or whatever the case may be. The other thing is lose a bet. That's it.
Or, okay, this is, I totally believe you. I think the percentage of him losing the bet are like 97%, but there's also that 3% that this guy is just going for an ironic look and doing bits with his look.
How long, like...
It was about a 2 or 3 day growth, I would say.
And how long were the sides?
I mean...
Like, not like a one not, razor or like, something like that?
No. It was like...
Longer, like Bob Newhart?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Maybe even a little longer. Like, it maybe about as long as mine in the back, like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like he had hair.
Oh, my God.
It looked so weird.
Bet.
It can't be a bet.
Why? That's a great bet payoff.
It is a great bet that you have to do the white guy, George Jefferson.
All right, but in the real world... Do guys make bets like that? I mean, they do.
Absolutely.
We do here, but
absolutely.
But out there in Gen Pop, do guys do
all
that?
The time?
He was young enough to have goofy friends that would probably. I mean, I'm sure it was a bet that, but there was just that outside chance.
I'll bet you anything, it's no bet.
I'm telling you, Mike, you would be floored how many bets go on amongst the youth of America or 20s, 30s. Dude, so Blake, aren't you...
Could it also have been like he got drunk at a party and his buddies did that to him?
Maybe,
That's a really mean trick.
Like Blake, our engineer, his fantasy football league. The loser, and these guys have nothing to do with the ticket. Nothing. The loser had to have, like, airbrush professionally on the back of their car, Justin Bieber, with abs and, you know, looking long... Like, that's a great bet.
That's a killer bet.
In the back windshield. Had to be that way.
I want
for 6 weeks.
If we need to make a bet, then the loser has to have like Selena.
Yeah, I know. It was very similar. Yeah. It's not even the like it was full Justin Bieber professionally done a painting on the back window.
Can you imagine if you had the Selena car that how much your street cred would go up when you roll into Fiesta to go pick up some limes?
Oh my God, yeah. But think about if you had that Bieber thing on the back of your car. Every single person that passes you gives you the look. And you know, and you're just like, son of a bitch.
And you're a dude.
Every car. Every one of them. And you just have to roll with it for 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the last thing. This brings me to this. I blew it twice. I screwed up by not asking this guy about it. I screwed up when they did the follow-up call not to ask, what's the deal with Jason's hair? I need to know. Number three, is it too late to call the air conditioning company and just fall on the sword and say, please tell me what's the deal with the guy's hair?
No.
Do it in the break.
They're closed. They're closed.
But
right
I mean,
now.
Is it too late for to do that?
No. Do
Corby,
it.
There's a, no,
I'm
it's
not listening to him.
No, I would do it. I'd be like,
would
look,
you do it?
Me and my friends, I was telling this to my friends, and we're trying to figure out what's going on with Jason. We just want to know.
Did he lose
if
a bet?
If he lost a bet
is
or
he
what?
Sick?
You don't even have to say sick. We're thinking he lost a bet.
Okay.
But you're positive.
He did this on purpose.
You're positive that there was hair growing.
I swear to yes, because I took a real long look when he was filling out the paperwork. I got to stare at it for a good 20 seconds. I didn't see a scar, but there was stubble, and it was a, and you can see his hairline. You know, after two days,
sure,
when guys shave their heads, and even if day of, you can still see.
Did he? Was he a healthy guy?
Yeah. Yep.
He wasn't sick. Bet.
Yeah. Real good shape. Thin dude.
I guarantee you, this is no bet.
Why would he be so adamant about that?
I don't know what it is, but it's no bet.
Do you think nobody would actually follow through with something like that?
It's the most ridiculous look a man can have.
Yeah.
His hair. Here and none here with stubble to make it like everybody knows you did it on purpose.
Only explanation.
What was his confidence level like? Because if you're looking at his head, and he sees you look at his head and he lost a bet, he'd probably be...
Oh, he wasn't wearing a hat at all?
No, no.
Oh, okay, okay.
He probably would explain, oh, I lost a bet, or he'd be kind of cowering over.
Look,
and that's the other thing. Wouldn't you... If I was doing my job, I would have a hat on at all
times.
That's
the thing. He's proud of this. He doesn't care. That's
part of the bet payoff.
He did it on purpose.
Part of the bet payoff. You can't wear a hat. You can't wear a hat.
His friends weren't with him. They're not going to know.
Yeah, they know.
Because, look, let me tell you something. I've lost. We've all lost bets and had to do wacky stuff with either our hair or facial hair. And I had to rock that damn Fu Manchu for 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember going,
I kinda like that.
Going to the grocery store and having a girl look up at my mustache and going, yeah, it's a mustache. I lost a bet. It's a mustache. I know. I look ridiculous. Like, I didn't want to go out.
I know.
And there's a picture of you and me and Davey, like, watching hockey at City Tavern, and we're all kind of leaning on our faces, and it's all three of us together with these ridiculous mustaches. So I think this guy did it on purpose. He was real competent. And he didn't preemptively come out and say, hey, dude, sorry about the haircut. I lost the bet. I know it's ridiculous.
What if he just likes that look?
Then
let me call him.
You want to call him?
I'll call him. I got no problem.
All right. Let's call him tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
On the air.
You want to call him
on
the air?
No, not on the air.
Why? Why not?
I think it's illegal,
number
one.
Yeah, we can't do that anymore.
Well, can we record it?
No, but we can talk to these people. They'll tell us what happened to Jason. Is that his real name,
yeah,
by the way?
Yeah,
there Jason. May be someone listening right now that's aware of this thing.
I bet he listens to The Ticket.
And there's a very good chance.
Well, Jason, if you're...
I did it for you, Dingu.
call me, Jason.
I knew it'd get me on the pig pen.
Right.
Which is sponsored. Thank you, sponsors.
That's right.